Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Amy?
Yes?
No, I thought you were going to go first. I guess I will.
Okay.
So, at the FIFA Cup the FIFA Club World Cup final, which was yesterday, the president was there. So, Donald Trump was there. He was on stage with the champion, and they were trying to get him off the stage. It was a weird image, but that's not the important part. The important part is he was asked by a reporter if, in the United States, if he would consider penning a new executive order that would force us to call soccer football in the U.S. And the president joked, quote, "I think we could do that." So, the question is, I mean, I haven't been calling it Gulf of America, but would you start calling soccer football if the president signs an executive order?
That's so confusing. That is so confusing. It's almost football season.
It's been football everywhere in the world.
But everywhere in the world doesn't have the NFL. We throw a game across the Atlantic every now and then, toss it over there and say, here, take a look at this.
Every year.
But
multiple games.
There's no NFL anywhere else. So no, you can't call it football here. It's too confusing.
So football, as soccer, has existed way before the NFL was a thing.
Oh, I know that.
So isn't it really our fault that we call the wrong sport, call it by the wrong name? You saw the Nate Bargatze.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is.
The Nate Bargatze sketch.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the new America and what's going to happen. And he says, there's going to be a sport called football where you throw the ball with your hands.
Yeah.
And someone says, is there no kicking? He's like, well,
there's a little kicking. Yeah, well, that's like saying, okay, well, England's going to change its name to America. That's just going to be so confusing. You can't have two Americas. You can't have, well, you have North and South America. Mm. You can't have two United States of America.
I think.
And you can't have two footballs. It's so dumb.
This is one executive order I can get behind. If he renames soccer to football in the United States, I can get behind that.
Well, are you a gambler? A little bit? A little gambling?
Just a little. I like to dabble.
So I don't know if you saw this, but in the Big Beautiful Bill, there were a lot of things in that bill that people didn't know because they really just paid attention to the parts of the bill that affected them and their constituents. But professional gamblers are pretty worried because there's a largely unknown provision in the Big Beautiful Bill. Right now, gamblers are able to deduct 100% of their gambling losses. So you only pay taxes on your winnings, which makes sense, right? But starting next year, only 90% of gambling losses will be deductible. So if a professional gambler wins $100,000, then loses $100,000 that same year, that gambler will own taxes on $10,000.
That he lost. I think that's insane.
It's a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously a mistake. None of the congressmen or women knew that this was in there. Nobody, I don't know how it got in there in the first place, but gamblers are saying, wait a minute, so we're going to have to pay taxes on 10% of our losses.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So like, you know, on eBay, when you sell something when you sell either a lot of things that add up to, and I forgot what the threshold is, when you sell a lot of things that add up to a particular amount of money or one big item that costs like thousands, you have to pay taxes on it. Unless you sell it for less than you bought it for.
Yeah, you had to take a loss.
So you take a loss so you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Paying taxes on a loss is insane.
So this would be this is the same thing. This would be like selling something on eBay for less than you paid for it and then having to pay taxes on that.
If you're a pro gambler, and let's say it's $1 million, and they easily do more than that win or loss or whatever in these major tournaments. And let's say they win $1 million and they lose $1 million, so they break even. They're going to owe taxes on $100,000.
Oh, that's nuts.
That's insane.
They have to fix that.
Yeah. And apparently, according to the Washington Post, nobody knows how this happened. Nobody's stepping up.
Pew Research, Amy, with a new survey asking Americans and people around the world a number of different questions. Mm-hmm. And one of these questions is, they asked the people, like I said, in multiple countries. One of the questions is, U.S., China, and Russia are seen as the top threats across multiple countries. for two countries, Mexico and Canada. Which country do you think they, people there, have responded as the biggest threat to them?
And the answer is?
The United States.
Oh, my gosh.
68% of people in Mexico responded the United States is their top threat. 59% of Canadians said the United States is their top threat.
Do you know why I can tell you this is true? They're mad at us for obvious reasons. And also,
and they should be. They
Canada
have every right.
doesn't have to worry about Russia or China so long as it's attached to the United States. I mean, it's true. No one's attacking Canada.
Right. But also, this is on can you imagine 25, 30 years ago saying that Canadians and Mexicans would think we were their greatest threat?
Right.
Never would have even thought
you
that was possible.
But it's not the same way. It's not in the attacky, bomby kind of way. It's in the way that Canada doesn't have to worry about anybody, a real geopolitical adversary, attacking them because they sit atop the United States, and we're not going to let our enemies get that close.
Well, it could be an economic threat. And that's a huge threat, too.
Yeah, that's what they're focused on.
Their third choice was Indonesia at 40%, South Africa, Brazil, and Argentina. Those were the top six.
South Africa?
Yeah.
Oh. Quick note, Superman, which I said it was the whole woke conversation was from the, and I quote, sorry, saggy-ass Greg Gutfeld. He's not real. He's not serious. Jesse Waters isn't real. He's not serious. Saying, oh, it's a woke Superman. Well, that's not what the people think. Superman took the number one spot this weekend with $122 million in ticket sales. It was the third largest debut of the year, behind only a Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch.
And again, Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch? No, I have. I didn't remember if it was Lilo or Lilo. And again, kids' movies are hard to beat because of all those parents with all these little guys going, take me to the movie! So the fact that Superman was the number one adult movie.
Have you heard from anybody who's seen it for themselves?
No.
I have not either that I can think of. But I can't wait to see it. I'm interested. St. Louis and James Gunn directed the thing. And Sean Gunn, his brother, is in it. We've talked to Sean before on the show.
Gun control to Major Tom.
That's not the song.